Good morning. My guest this morning is David Templeton, who is appearing in the garb of the author of Wretch Like Me. And this is a play that I suspect that many people around the Redwood Empire are kicking themselves for not seeing after their friends told them about it. And here, another chance to see it. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So August 31st, Saturday, August 31st at 7 p.m., people get to see Wretch Like Me.
This is the new, improved 2.0 version of Wretch Like Me.
Okay.
I originally wrote Wretch as a one-man show 4 years ago. I performed it about 60 times over the next 2.5 years. Then I put it away. I've written 3 scripts since, including Pinky, which had a couple of successful runs in the area. Upcoming adaptation of The Little Prince, which is going to open this December in Sebastopol, and some other stuff. And then all along, my plan has been to take this show to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland.
Ooh,
so on the 31st, I'm kicking it off, the whole effort to get to Edinburgh with the first time I'll have done this show in, 2 years. But this is a new version. I've made it more theatrical. I've used everything I've learned from writing these other shows. I think it's a better, tighter, more moving, funnier, just all around more improved play.
This August 31st, where is that?
It's at the Glazer Center.
At the Glazer Center, okay.
And it's a fundraiser, but it is not intuitively obvious, but it's a free fundraiser. What we're going to do is just we want people to come. We're going to videotape the show with the live audience.
Yeah.
So we want as big and happy an audience as possible. But then we're going to have a full-on party before and after. We're going to have all kinds of food and drink and stuff you can buy and raffle things that you can contribute to. We're going to have the wild catahoulas after the show out in the courtyard. We're bringing in a dance floor. We're just going to have a big, crazy, wretch-themed celebration. And there will be opportunity for people to donate to the cause of taking this show to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Well, for those in the audience who don't know what the hell we're talking about, give us 60 seconds on Wretch Like Me.
Wretch Like Me is an autobiographical story of my teenage days as a radical fundamentalist born-again puppeteer. I became a Christian young because I was a bullied kid, and I found my way to Jesus, and it changed my life, and then eventually became not such a good thing. Through high school, I got into a church that was very, very fundamentalist. And the more I tried to be like Jesus, the less the church appreciated what I was doing because they were becoming more conservative. I was being like Jesus. I was becoming more liberal. And it led to some cataclysmic events, which I describe in the show.
I think I need to see it again because I saw it early on. I think I saw one of the first performances of it. But you're going to be doing it again in September, is that right?
Yeah, this kickoff is also going to be the beginning of me doing a bunch of other performances around the county and beyond. And the next after this is going to be a weekend at the Occidental Arts Center at the end of September. There's a Saturday and a Saturday evening and a Sunday matinee, so you can look that up on their website. If you don't get to join us for this big celebration, which I hope people will.
Oh, yeah. This sounds really good. What do you think the Edinburgh Fringe Festival will do for you?
Well, at the very least, it will give me an opportunity to meet some other performers who do this kind of work and learn from them. But in many cases, Edinburgh is where people's careers are launched, where shows find producers. There's a show that's opening on Broadway later this year that last year was at the Edinburgh Festival for the first time. So that's my big pie-in-the-sky dream, is that that will be a step towards taking Wretch as far as it possibly can.
Well, it's good to see that you're not hanging everything on it, that you're at work and doing just a series of interesting things.
I have so many projects lined up, you wouldn't believe it.
Congratulations. Okay, this great party is Saturday, August 31st, 7 p.m. at the Glazer Center. What should people do? How should they get tickets?
There are no tickets. You just come.
Just come. Okay. Well, is there a way that people can get on your mailing list to find out what's happening to your career, what's happening to this play and others you're doing?
Absolutely. They can just write me at talkpix.earthlink@earthlink.net. That's TALKPIX, short for Talking Pictures, and I'll put you on my list.
Great. Thanks for coming in, Dave.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.